Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and trade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
Okay, there was a technical difficulty, and I was talking on and on and on and didn't even realize it. Something happened where my mic was turned off. Yeah, something happened. So I talked on different topics, and like, oh my God, I cannot be heard. And so I had to call back in to the program. And so thank God I had touched base on many topics and looked at the screen and realized, oh my God. But please call in at 516-595-8255. And I had mentioned to please email me at culturshock, KULTRESHOKENT_bet@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENT_bet@yahoo.com. If you have a PSA that you would like me to add to the playlist, and even your awesome music, with your permission, please send a media kit. And if you would like to be a guest on the show, please don't hesitate to inform me and let me know. And I mentioned that my kitty cat, Sylvester, decided that when I get on air, he would like to wake up and play and get attention. And I had seen on the Ellen show last week during her quarantine Tony Awards show that the best item to bought online award went to a little mini computer to give your kitty cat, so they won't want attention from you while you're on your PC or laptop. And the birds have quieted down. They were chirping, but now they have quieted down. So if you're hearing the chirping, it's not your imagination. Those are the lovebirds that my sister and her granddaughters had gifted me after the loss of my pooch, the Jack Russell BJ that passed away in December. But a big shout out to my love, Terry, and his family on this Memorial Day. We've been messaging each other, but we've been playing phone tag also. So I have no idea where he is, to be honest. So you all bumping, say hello, Terry. So much love to everybody in Simpson County. And again, condolences to his family and loved ones. His uncle and his aunt lost their son in the midst of this pandemic that we're dealing with, in the middle of a pandemic. And that is black on black crime. So much prayers to, you know, that hit really close to home, you know. And this is a medium-sized city also, so just sending out love to, you know, to my big D that's been experiencing some craziness, and my sister turned me on to some websites that where you can really see some underground news stories that don't make it to mainstream. I thought I'd really get some stories. But Cousin Linda, I must shout her out. She's not with us today on a beautiful day like this. She's probably out lunching in Big D. And next Saturday is her big thing, going to the restaurant that she had told us about, remember? But I want to thank her, which you all might not have heard, because my mic was turned off. It wasn't turned off. I was not on air, and I kept talking. I thank Cousin Linda for her contribution. Also, remember, live on air, she would send me a contribution. And it would be awesome if we would get our EIDL or PPP. That would be so awesome. But those of you that have been supporting and sending so much love out since the beginning, since March the 21st, 2011, I really appreciate you. Since the first broadcast, since the first episode, that's been 10 years. Thank you also for your financial support so we can continue upgrading and bring it so back even stronger than ever after the hiatuses that we have been on. So to Cash App is Beth, Be True, BETRU, Culture Shock, KULTRESHOK, and on PayPal, Beth Williams, BETH Williams Entrepreneur, Beth Williams Entrepreneur, and email, again, is KULTRESHOKENT _Beth@yahoo.com. I wish my kitty cat would fall asleep. But this is Memorial Day Sunday, and it is also the anniversary to my older brother passed away when I was 14. Pitcher health at age 23, cerebral stroke, brain clock on the brain, hemorrhage, cerebral hemorrhage due to hypertension. And you all know recently I've been diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was at the level of hypertension, and Dr. Quinn and his staff called me another day, said that my cholesterol is high. So I quickly, and you all remember my New Year's resolution, live healthier and focus on financial literacy, and it's definitely happening. The past month, I have had to quit some foods. Even though I eat healthy, the bad foods, the high fat, the high in sugar and hidden salt, had to quit. Just recently, a month and so later, I have been doing the little eat certain things in moderation. I had my first thing of lean beef like a week ago, but definitely will be sticking to a low fat, high protein diet, lean meat, fruits, veggies. Something that I've always done all my life. How do we slip into these things? So it's important for us to stay focused, right? Stay focused and still enjoy the foods that we can eat, but in the proper manner, right? Thank you all for your love and your support and your prayers. So again, happy Memorial Day Sunday to everyone celebrating this patriotic holiday, to all the veterans in my family and and friends and so on. I did ROTC 8th and 9th grade at Power Junior High. Sergeant Hill, James Hill. And I wonder if he's still, I bet he's still around. And the things that I learned in 8th and 9th grade, honestly, much of it I still carry with me in life. It definitely was a positive time of my life to be in the ROTC at Powell Junior High School here in Jackson, Mississippi. Please chime in by dialing 516-595-8256. Press number 1 when you would like to make a comment, when you call in, and also chat in the chat room. Again, I appreciate your love and your support since March 21st, 2011. You can also financially support the show, helping us keep it upgraded. Again, let me repeat, because I'm not sure what you heard and what you didn't hear. PayPal, Beth Williams, BETHWMS entrepreneur, and I misspelled it on the in the description box. BETHWMSENEURN at Cash App, Beth B True Culture Shock. BETHBTRU Culture Shock. KULTRESHOK. Okay. So thank you all so much for your love and for your support. Now a pause for the calls.
Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and grade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
Okay, from CNN, this was about 9 hours ago. At least 22 people shot, 2 fatally after assailants get out of an SUV and fire assault rifles at a club, police say. I had even heard about it. My sister mentioned it to me. She's, you know, been another mass killing. And I'm like, since the VTA, since the California, I've been watching the news, my social media. I hadn't seen it, you know. Police looking for the assailants who opened fire at a Florida club, killing at least 2 people and wounding at least 20 more. Miami-Dade Police Director Alfredo Ramirez the third said, oh my God, a white Nissan Pathfinder pulled up to a Billards Club in Hialeah between 12 a.m. and 1 a.m. Sunday. Ramirez, right? That's how you pronounce it, right? 3 people stepped out of the vehicle with assault rifles and handguns and started firing indiscriminately into the crowd. The police director said the result is 20 to 25 victims with gunshot injury wounds and 2 deceased on the scene. The wounded were taken to various hospitals in the area. At least one of those hospitalized is in critical condition, police said. The cold-blooded murderers that shot indiscriminately into a crowd, and we will seek justice. Ramirez tweeted, my deepest condolences to the family of the victims. The Miami-Dade Police Department is asking anyone with information about the shooters or their whereabouts to contact authorities. This type of gun violence has to stop. Every weekend it's the same thing. This is targeted. Definitely not random, said Ramirez. On Friday, another shooting in Miami area left at least 1 person dead and 6 others wounded. That mass shooting took place in Miami's Wynwood District late Friday night. Police are looking for a silver Nissan Maxima that may have been involved in that shooting. So, wow. I seen the breaking news stories this morning. I was in my meditations and a really meditative bath also, and watching those of you that are on my social media, I was posting recipes, meatloaf recipes and other, and like healthy food recipes too, but that meatloaf recipe caught my attention. And whoo, the criminals are trying to get very innovative here in Jackson, Mississippi. On yesterday morning, before day, a convenience store was smashed by a backhoe during a robbery. The suspect was able to spend about an hour robbing the store. The losses are estimated to be around $25,000, not including the building damage. Like, you all, those of you that know about Jackson, or you listen to other podcasts that are based in Jackson, or, you know, are you've heard about the potholes. Well, the mega surface. So the city workers left a backhoe on the near the store. So a criminal or criminals had a grand idea to get the backhoe and bust through the wall of the store. So here's that story. That's from here in Jackson, Mississippi. The backhoe came, there have been some good stories too around the world, right? The backhoe came from a company called Simmons Erosion, who is in charge of road construction outside of the store. The vehicles were used to break into the area. Oh, Cousin Linda. I thought Cousin Linda might be out enjoying herself, having a fine lunch.
I sent you a text message.
I thought you were out in Big D and having a fine lunch.
No, I just had a mediocre lunch that I fixed at home.
I visualize you eating somewhere on a beautiful day, and since, you know, it seems that we're free to get out and go places.
Mm-mm, not today. Not until next, this coming Saturday, rather.
Yes. So tell us about the Holy Guacamole event and also this coming up Saturday's event. And anything else on your mind?
I thought you were talking about the backhoe and somebody
broken. Yeah, let me finish reading that article. I know you've seen that story, Cousin Linda. Have you seen that story?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
Networks, news network websites. When did it happen?
It happened yesterday on Medgar Evers near the medical mall, you know, near Five Points.
No, I missed that.
Yes, the criminals are getting so innovative. A backhoe was parked near the store, and poor little business owner, I must send you the clip. The poor little business owner stated that it has been robbed. His little business had been robbed 10 times this year already. And so the criminal decided, well, we'll just use the backhoe. You know, those of you know what the backhoe is. It's the one with the grip that you can dig with.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now online. Convenience store smashed in by backhoe during robbery Saturday.
Yes.
It was on here yesterday. I was looking at y'all's news networks online last night.
Yes.
And I posted a whole bunch of stuff, but I missed this one. I didn't see this.
Yes. Someone was murdered today on Bailey Avenue at the park. I am assuming the park near Maple Street. Yes.
I have been so busy on the phone today, I'm just missing everything.
I
got to stay off the phone.
Because I didn't know about the mass shooting in Florida until my sister mentioned it to me. I'm like, what? And I seen a breaking news report, but I had no idea it was that in Miami-Dade.
Yeah, I posted that one.
Let me complete this article, and I did thank you. I don't know if you heard me. Thank you for the contribution. You said it the last time we talked. You were sending a contribution, and I thank you, and I thank you those of you that would like to send contributions to Cash App and PayPal also. But it would be wonderful, Uncle Joe and Cousin Kamala, VP. If we can get a EIDL and a PPP.
Did you apply for them?
Yes. I was shocked because I applied for EIDL last year. And so they said, well, you have applied numerous times. And we still have your first ones on file. I didn't think from April 2020. I was still on file. I guess they keep running out of money before they get to me. And so
yeah,
they said, well,
big corporation.
Right. So they said, well, you keep applying multiple times. Well, I thought since we was in a new administration, I needed to apply again. And I got that Uncle Joe from my neighbor when he received his stimulus check. We couldn't find him. And my sister was like, where have you been? And he was like, Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe sent some money. So I won't say anything else, you know, telling people business, but I leave that at that.
Okay.
My sister was like, Uncle Joe. And he was like, yeah, the president. But let me complete this article. Yes, yeah, so you have posted.
Okay.
Are you watching the video?
No, I'll turn it on.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were watching. You said you had found the article. I didn't know.
Yeah, I just pulled the article up and started reading.
Yes.
Yes, they're told us the suspect was actually able to use that backhoe to drive around the building where that hole was, crumbling that foundation.
Listeners, are you listening? Cousin Linda, have the video.
It's still unknown. We are told the vehicle can only be operated by putting in a code. Cameras inside captured the suspect, although no outside cameras were working.
It was a lot of money. All this
The suspect was able to spend about an hour robbing the store, causing the clerk the next morning to spend a lot of time cleaning up.
And it took a couple hours to get all this stuff off the floor. Everything was just trash, crashed everywhere, and it was just unbelievable. I've never seen anything like that.
The owner says insurance companies do not want to insure businesses in Jackson, finding that filing a claim after the first robbery caused his business insurance to be canceled.
The insurance is going to give you the money, and it's going to tell you why.
The store estimates they lost around $25,000, not including the damage to the building, and they do not know the next steps going forward. They aren't even sure if they will survive the third robbery of the year.
I don't know how business is going to survive right here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Jackson police are conducting the investigation. And sitting erosion is in front of the roadwork. That was in front.
Yeah, were you all listening to the video? Hello?
Okay, I'm here. My headphones. I might have to change headphones. Hello?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I was playing the video.
Yes, and we could hear it good. That's why I hushed up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought that's what you wanted me to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
your
I was
video.
Gonna ask about can businesses even get insurance, let alone keep it? Because after they pay a claim to, you know, they drop you.
Right. Right. And and we're blessed to have business owners like that within our communities too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wow. You know, some people talk against certain type of stores, but no one else will open stores in the community. So, wow.
Yeah, if I were these business owners, I think I'd just pack up and leave because it's too much crime.
And this
you
is
know, somebody could have been there and got hurt, huh?
And what were you saying? Somebody could have.
Somebody could have been on duty at the store and could have gotten hurt. You know, it's good. No human life was lost.
Right.
But business owners also need to make sure those cameras are working.
Right. Because the cameras on the inside work, but the ones on the outside, not.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times when I'm watching Forensic Files and all those other crime shows, they'll have footage. I'm just amazed at the footage, how they track people down. Yeah, he was in Walmart at 2:30 a.m. and he purchased blah, 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 and then he drove to so-and-so. And so all that is captured, which has been real instrumental in helping them solve murders and stuff.
Right, and he went to the ATM at such and such time. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, whenever I go to anywhere public now, I just assume that I am on somebody's camera somewhere.
Yes.
Which is a good thing to me. I don't really mind. You know, we have this thing about they're invading my privacy. Well, things have gotten so bad, privacy needs to be invaded in some instances.
Yes, I agree. I most definitely agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, marketing companies, everybody. Everybody's watching us because, like you even mentioned, you know, they know our shopping habits. As soon as we make a purchase, before you can look at your emails, there's an email that's directed at whatever you just purchased 10 minutes earlier.
I can't even make a purchase if I just look at something. I start getting ads from your companies, and then they'll send me an email, the one that I did look at. Did you get to make a purchase? And look, I'm cussing at my computer. No, I didn't forget to make the purchase. I just didn't purchase it. A lot of times I don't purchase stuff because I think the shipping and handling is too high.
Right.
I was looking at some stuff on, I think it was Amazon, day before yesterday. And it only cost like $39.95 if it was that high. But by the time they finished with shipping and handling are two separate charges. And then they had nerd add some little tax in my area. So it ended up being a little bit over $50. And I said, now, I just can't pay this much. Now, if shipping and handling were free, I'll go along with the tax because I know that's something that has to be paid.
Right.
But so many places on Amazon have free shipping and next day delivery. And this wasn't even next day delivery. So I'm like,
Right.
So that saved me some money. I didn't order the merchandise.
And sometimes, I hope you can hear me. I might have to change my headphones. Ah.
Yeah, I can hear. I hear you.
Oh, okay. And yes, and sometimes the choice of shipping costs are expensive. The choice is like, wait a second, there must be another choice.
and I think they all get together and decide what they're going to charge, because the post office used to be a little bit cheaper than the other two major carriers.
Right.
And now the post office, and I understand they have to raise their prices to be competitive and all, but it seems like all of them are expensive, and if you're not ordering on Amazon that has free shipping, they'll say you can get overnight for $24.95, and I might be ordering something that costs $10.
Right.
So I'm not going to order it. I know I ordered some soap from this Asian company out in California. And the first time I ordered it, I just ordered it on a fluke. I was ordering some herbs, and so I decided to order some. I think my little order had come to like $15, and the shipping and handling were $7.50. And I said, well, I need to order something else since the shipping is so high. So I think I ordered about $25 worth of stuff, and the soap just smells heavenly. So I decided to send Aunt Mildred one bar of the soap, which cost $2 and change, and the shipping was almost $5. I went to the post office to send her that one bar of soap, and it was $4.95 to send up a little ordinary bar of soap. But I know she likes to put soaps in her drawers to smell like sachets and stuff.
Yes.
This particular soap, it'll just make your whole place smell really fragrant and nice. But shipping is that's the reason I don't order a lot of stuff that I look at.
Right. Companies that have the free shipping with a certain cost, that's good. Sometimes you have to, if you only plan to buy a couple items like you did, and you only plan to spend $15. But you did get free shipping from that company, but then when you mailed the soap to Aunt Mildred, you had to spend more than the soap cost.
And I didn't get it free. It was $7 and something, and I really wanted the items. And I said, I just can't pay $7.95 for a $15 order. I think it was like $14.99 or something.
Right.
And shipping was $7.95, and that's why I decided, let me just order something else, because I got to at least get my money's worth on this shipping.
Right. That's how
so
I am. I rationalize, and thank God it was a good product. Thank God you love the soap, too.
Yeah, I had ordered it before, because, you know, I'm into herbs and stuff, and I had ordered
right.
something for joint pain and I think some tiger balm ointment and
right.
stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And everything was like $1.95 or $2.50, and I was finished ordering, and I said, well, let me get me a couple of bars of soap, and it was still just that $15.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let me just go and order a bunch of more soaps. And I said, I know Aunt Mildred loves to smell good and likes for her clothes and drawers to smell good, so I'll go ahead and send her a bar. And if I had known that one bar of soap was going to be $4.95 to ship it, I think I'd have just put it in an envelope and tried to mail it over, you know,
right.
first class postage.
Right. Right. With Avon, purchase of $60, you get free shipping. But this weekend, we've been running a promotion of $25 free shipping. Yeah, because that shipping is something.
Mm-hmm. Because when my last order from you, it was a very small order. I think it was $20, and my shipping was $12.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that's the reason I don't order from a lot of places, is because of the shipping, and especially if it's something I can get, because I'm a member of Amazon Prime.
Yes, me too.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and they pull up those companies, you know, that have free shipping, and especially like overnight or 2 days
yes.
free shipping or whatever. I'm more likely to order from those places.
That's me. I'm with you. That's me and Walmart. I order from Walmart, too. Walmart, yes, you know, they have started this Amazon type of service. And so Walmart, yes, where they offer free shipping and all that.
I go to Walmart just about every other day. I'm sure they probably be wondering, like, what is it she needs today? She was just
right.
in here yesterday.
Right.
But since Walmart is so close to me, like 2 minutes away, that's why I just always go in there. I never think about ordering
right.
anything from them. They got some kind of stuff talking about get a membership
yes.
at Walmart. And I'm like,
yes, that's it. Yes, that is it. And I'm a member of Walmart, too. And
oh,
it's Amazon type. It's their Amazon service. It's their Amazon type of service.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well,
so
some things
you might not find in the store are just prefer them to send it. Well, you're 2 minutes away, but it might be something that you don't want to carry from your car to the door and want it to deliver when you're at the house and at your place.
If I get it at Walmart, it's something I can bring home, because I don't really make, you know, big purchases
yeah.
like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
but you
definitely would like to become a member, because it's almost identical to Amazon. I'm just impressed.
So, what is the stuff from Walmart only, or is it from different vendors or different merchants?
It's from Walmart, but it's not Walmart only products. No, it's items that you find in the store.
Oh, but what I'm saying about Amazon, you know, Amazon has stuff that you can't find, at least things that I order, is pretty much things that you just don't see everywhere else.
Right.
Like
right.
I ordered, Fashion Fair lipstick, a straightening comb, and just things like that, you know,
right.
I don't know anywhere else to get them other than Amazon.
And I'm glad you mentioned Fashion Fair, because, yeah, and Flory Roberts, because I've been planning to search Fashion Fair and Flory Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Items that that we can't find anymore. It's not
yeah.
on the market.
Things that I thought had been discontinued.
Right.
But if somebody out there somewhere selling it, you know, they may not be authentic, but they're selling them under that brand name.
Right.
Because I ordered some pearl cream. I hadn't seen pearl cream, because the only place I used to be able to get it at first was in Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
And then they started marketing it here in the States, because they would have
right.
infomercials. And then it became available
yeah.
just about everywhere. and all of a sudden you didn't see it anymore. So I was talking to a friend of mine that lives in Birmingham, Alabama, and somehow we got on that subject, and I said, well, I'm just going to check and see if I can find it. Sure enough, it was on Amazon, came in from China.
Some of my Avon customers want Avon items that no longer that are discontinued, and I need to look on Amazon next time someone mentions. Remember that perfume from 1980? 1989.
And it's probably on Amazon. Now, I don't know how authentic it is, but it's on Amazon. Because I was like, if it's not on Amazon, it ain't on the planet.
Right, because books. Oh my God, they have your book. It might not be in print. It might not be hardcover, but it's on audio. They have it in some form or fashion. When you're looking at certain books too.
Oh, okay. I knew Barnes and Noble, and it was it might be Amazon. I know Barnes and Noble, and somebody else had it on demand. Because that publisher, that's the way they do.
Right.
I think self-publications, you have to order it, and then they will print it up and send it to you. But, yeah, it was on Kindle, too, I know.
Oh, yes. Wow. Yes, I remember the popularity of the Pearl Cream, and you found it. Now, where did you find it again?
Amazon.
It was in the States? I mean, Amazon
no,
had it, but maybe you can't say what vendor.
I don't remember the vendor. All I know is I saw it on Amazon, and I wanted to know it pretty much if it was the real thing. And when I was reading the more information, and it said product will come from China, and I said, if it's coming from China, more than likely it is authentic. And so when I received it, it's a little strip of paper in there says product of China.
And I guess they said this customer know her stuff. You found them. I'm sure they were proud to have a customer that knew her stuff, too, when you contacted them.
Well, it was just automatically on Amazon. You know, they have descriptions and reviews and all that. And
I love
the
reviews.
They have a place for you to ask. Yeah, and they have a place for you to ask questions. And I think I asked, is this a product of China or does it come from China or something like that? And they answered the question. The questions usually go out to people who made that purchase before, because I know I get a lot of questions from Amazon buyers. And, it said, it is made in China. And when I received it, the company put a little statement in there letting me know it was from China.
Wow.
But you wanted me to talk about the holy guacamole?
Yes.
We had a real nice time. I posted some pictures on Facebook. It was a Mexican theme, and it was real cool that night, though. But it didn't take away from the event itself. They had a lot of free food, a lot of drinks. Free entertainment. It was very nice.
Very nice.
Are you still there, Cousin Stephanie?
My volume. You can hear me, but something about my... I might have to change headphones. Okay, it's okay. Hello?
For once, I hear you real well.
Oh, good. Well, as long as you can hear me and I can hear you, but I get a sense like, okay, wait a second, something's going on, but I guess everything is fine. Yeah, well, the listeners can hear us. That's one thing for certain. Wow. Did you any business stand out to you that you would like to mention?
I can't remember them. There were a lot of them, but I can't remember. You know, it's been, what, 2 weeks now?
Yes.
And nobody, to my knowledge, I didn't see anybody handing out business cards. They had a huge, like, wall-to-wall screen that they listed all of the businesses and the business owners on that screen. I guess nobody is doing business cards. You know, everything's digital now. So maybe people were downloading the information. But
yeah, a lot of people do something that they call, I think, V-cards, electronic cards. But I have business cards, and, yeah. But the people do V-cards. What's your V-card? And it's just like, it's just electronic business card. So I guess that's what people are doing.
I guess so. Well, you know, I'm still back there in the dark ages. I like paper.
Me too. And me too. And I believe most people do, even though we're in this new time. So,
yeah,
Saturday.
I don't go to, mm-hmm.
And you don't go where?
I was just going to say, I don't go to my phone for everything, because when I'm talking to some people, they'll say, well, wait a minute, let me look at my phone. I'm like, you got to look at your phone? Everything they do is on that phone.
Right.
My computer screen just went dark.
No way, because I'm Googling, trying to Google your restaurant that you will be dining in on Saturday. Yes, I'm trying to Google and look it up.
A lot of
restaurants I see opening.
This
is an ongoing. I said a lot of new restaurants are opening too.
They have this place over here called The Catch Seafood Restaurant, and I know they have one in Louisville. I've gone up there, and they have one in Garland, because I see these emails for that one. And then I was looking at something. I don't want to say member, because I don't think it's membership, but they have this thing online called Open Table, where there are a lot of restaurants.
Open Table popped up. That was the first thing popped up.
Yeah, and I was looking at Open Table today, and they were showing The Catch in Addison. And I really like their seafood, so I'm going to have to try to find out where they are in Addison. I didn't have time to look it up because I've been on the phone so much today.
Yes.
But I got to check that out because I don't like driving up to Louisville.
Well, it's good to know because my friends in Sherman, they posted where A Catch was coming to Sherman, and Sherman, Denison area, oh my God, Plano, McKinney, they have some of the best restaurants also. And I said, oh, yay, when I come to Dallas, I can come to that restaurant. But you tell me the catch in the Dallas area too and in your area.
Well,
so I thought it was just a Sherman thing. I thought, in my mind, I was thinking, okay, that's just it's a Sherman restaurant. But it's good to know it's a chain or franchise or whatever. I looked at all the seafood, and I'm like, okay, I can't eat that. High blood pressure, hey, I can eat seafood.
Now, I'm not seeing The Catch in Addison. I see Irving. But I don't see anything, and I don't know why it was on. Maybe they just had the wrong address on Open Table, or maybe it hadn't had time to hit Google. I don't know. But Nusret, Nusret, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Salt Bay.
Okay, I believe you are. I'm looking at an article from the Dallas Mag, and they're talking about the new restaurants in Dallas.
Okay, does it show The Catch in Addison?
Let's see. There's a Cry Wolf, Meridian at the Village, Dallas.
Hmm.
And other Dallas restaurants are coming soon. Thunderbird Pies. Oh, my God.
Thunderbird what?
Pies. For those of you that like pies.
Oh, pies.
Oh,
oh okay.
Pizza. It's a pizza place. It's a pizza. Detroit
oh, pizza.
Pizza. Yeah, and Addison.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Addison has a gazillion restaurants. But you better go while you can because a lot of times they don't last long.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Here's a master list. Let's see. I might be able to find it. I know it was salt something.
Oh, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for your restaurant that you're going to Saturday.
Okay, no, that's in Dallas. That one is
called downtown.
Nusret, Nusret or Nurseret or something in downtown
Woo.
Dallas. I thought you were looking for the catch
there
in Addison. Yeah, it's downtown.
I was just surprised to hear you mention the catch because there's one coming to Sherman, and I found it. It's Nusr. Hyphen E-T?
Yeah, Nusr-ET.
Yes, steakhouse concept found in 2010. Yep, by the famed Turkish chef, Nusret Gökçe. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Nickname
Salt Bay. Yeah, Salt Bay. When you first shared months ago, Salt Bay. Yes, Salt Bay.
Yeah,
nickname
yeah,
Salt Bay.
Yeah, the chef is Salt Bay. The restaurant is called Nurseret or whatever.
Yeah, Nurseret.
I think that's
Nurseret.
Mm-hmm. I don't speak Turkish or Turkish
right.
or whatever the language. Yeah, so I can. And
right.
as many videos as I've watched, I've never been able to get that last name because people say it, you know, they fly over it right quick. They just mainly call him Salt Bay.
Yeah, and they
but
said
anyway,
it's a meme now because of the way he flourished. Because of the flourish he uses while seasoning his steak. There are a half dozen mm-hmm. locations, and more are coming soon. And his location is at 1900 Pearl Street. Like you told me, right downtown.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, my group and I have named us the Masked Seniors, S-E-N-I-O-R, like, you know, the Masked Singer.
Uh-huh.
We are going to be the Masked Seniors. So
oh.
we're going to have we're not going to be elaborate and all that because one of my friends called. She's like, well, Linda, do we have to wear all those costumes and all that? You said, I said mask. I ain't said nothing about costumes. So,
uh-huh.
no, we're just going to get some. Masquerade mask, and we will
yes.
be the
oh,
mask.
That would be so
mask
neat.
Singers.
I
yeah,
wish
and
to
my
be
name,
there with you all. Like those of you that are listening, like masquerade, like Mardi Gras mask. They're gonna go and just incognito and have fun.
Yeah, and my name is going to be Mardi Gravitas, as in Mardi Gras. But my name is Mardi Gravitas. And my friend has a mask that's, you know, like a cat face. And
uh-huh.
she said, and her name's Priscilla. And she said her name is going to be Priscilla Pussy.
Oh, no. You all are so fast.
Is your husband going to let you do that? And she said, yes, he is. I said, okay, Priscilla Pussy.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you know what? A cat is a pussy.
Right.
So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to it.
Wow. Let's
and
see.
And I told you, all we can afford is burgers.
Right. I'm looking at the steaks. Oh, my God. I know Dr. Quinn and his wife might be listening to the show, but, oh, my God, I know those burgers and steaks are delicious.
Yeah, I hope they are. Well, look, I don't know about the steak because, to my knowledge, nobody is ordering steak. So hopefully the burgers will be good. And if they don't, no problem. I've had bad burgers before.
Well, I just ran across the Beverly Hills location. And,
mm-hmm.
here's a menu. Wow. Let's see. So I need.
I looked at all the locations on YouTube.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because I think when you first mentioned it, I think you posted the videos, and I watched a couple of the videos, and that's what made me ask. I thought it was in Vegas.
Well,
but that's elaborate.
That's the latest one. Yeah, he just opened one in Las Vegas. And I don't know if Las Vegas or Beverly Hills is the latest one, but I know Las Vegas is new. And from what I saw the other day on YouTube, looks like Beverly Hills is new.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to David Harrison Levi, the star maker in Beverly Hills. I'm sure you're listening too. And we have to ask David. He's in your group too, David Harrison Levi. He lives in Beverly Hills. Must ask him about the location in Beverly Hills.
Mhm. I'm glad that he thought enough of Dallas to come to
Me
Dallas.
Too.
So we don't have the glitz and glam of Las Vegas and Beverly Hills and Abu Dhabi and Dubai.
Right. But I remember when Dallas, to me, in the 80s and 90s, Dallas had that money. You know, it was just like the sign of money. So I wish it would that would come back. And that's what I was telling Terry. He, like, showed me, he and I like to look at cars. And I told him, you used to see Excaliburs and all the high-end cars everywhere in Dallas back in the day.
But you know, the Dallas went bust in the 80s. Dallas
right.
had some real hard because of the oil bust.
Right.
You know, the price of oil, I guess that was when it was $120 a barrel and all that, and a lot of companies folded up and left town. A lot of rich people lost their money. So
right.
it was probably 4 or 5 years before Dallas was able to come back.
Right.
But I think it's back with a vengeance now.
Many of the JRs went broke. That's what Cousin Linda's saying. Many of those guys that JR character was based on went broke.
Yeah, because I think that's kind of what put Dallas on the map. For me, it was always Neiman Marcus.
Right.
And when I moved over here... Huh?
It's the shopping and the light.
Yeah.
And the down to earth. People in Dallas are so down to earth. I mean, Mississippi is a hospitality state, but Dallas, Fort Worth, people are so full of hospitality. I know there's rotten apples everywhere, but the hospitality.
I was amazed at the rich people in Dallas, how down to earth they were. The people with old money. Not that
right.
Negro Reach group. People were out because I was gift wrapping at Sackowitz. And I'd just be amazed at the people that would come in, and I knew them from having read High Profile in the Dallas Morning News. That was their society section in the Sunday paper.
Right.
And they had Fashion Dallas on Wednesdays in the Dallas Morning News, and you saw a lot of the Highland Park socialites and people. And when they would come in, Frost Brothers or either Sackowitz, just as nice and down-to-earth as they could be.
Yes.
But now that new batch that had just come into some money or those who, you know, really didn't have money but were trying to flaunt it, they
the
could
new
be
kind
of rude.
The
yeah,
new
they
money
be rude and condescending. Yeah, they try to be condescending, you know, you just a gift wrapper. And
right.
And whatever they had purchased on credit and probably couldn't afford it.
And
but,
the old money,
yeah,
they know what it takes. They know what it took to get the old money. And they were raised, and it's the way they were raised too.
Well, they were just used to it. That's all, you know.
Right.
It was no big deal with them. A lot of people had inherited their money. It went back for generations, 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 and you know it was just nothing new to them.
You know what? I noticed that here in Jackson too. I'm glad you mentioned that too. But yeah. When I tell people that about Dallas. And that's how some people, I guess, when they hit rock bottom, they can come back up in Dallas because of how they treat people. You know,
I tell you who else
not,
was
not just because
real
of the business they're in, but the way they treat people. And that's how that,
yeah,
so, when you look at who made comebacks, it's probably those people that you're talking about, you know, but old money don't get lost. You're sure right about that, too. And they figure out a way how to hold on to the old money.
Well, for one thing, they know how much to spend and how much
right.
not to spend. You know, they don't have to be flashy and showy. But somebody
right.
else who was real nice, I'm not going to say he was mega rich or anything like that, but he was certainly popular, and that was Tony Dorsett. I saw him in some places a couple of times. He's always friendly, didn't know me from Adam's house cat, but he always spoke and had a smile. I even saw him pumping gas one day. We were at the service station, and he smiled and spoke to me.
And see, he was always one of my favorites, too, and Drew Pearson, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tony Dorsett was always nice.
Very nice. Very, very nice. First time I saw him in person, I was working, you know, my little part-time job out at Sackowitz in the gift wrap department. And he came up there. He was going to the credit department. I guess everybody wanted that Sackowitz card. And look, I had a Sackowitz card before I ever even moved to – I hadn't even thought about moving to Dallas. I got my account with them back in 1974. And that's how I started working there when I moved to Dallas.
You and Diane, I knew a lot about Sackowitz. Dallas was one of my favorites before I even arrived there. Right.
Yeah, because when I moved here, I went out to Sackowitz had been open, I think, maybe a month or two. And I had gone out there to update my address, to change it from Mississippi to Dallas.
Yes.
And the credit department was directly in front of gift wrapping. And so somebody was in the credit office, and I was just, you know, talking to the young lady at the credit department. And she was being very friendly and everything, and she told me how to apply for a job in gift wrap. And I said, well, I know how to gift wrap, but I don't know how to do it professionally. And she said, well, I'll show you, you know. I was like, okay. She said, go apply. And I did, and then I went out there for a little interview. Had no intentions of working there. Hadn't even thought about it. And
your
so,
dream store.
I
said, your dream store.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, yeah, so I went that day when I had gone in the credit department to update my address, and I said, well, let me go down here and get an application. I filled out the application, and they told me to come back that Saturday, I think, for an interview. And I went back for the interview and got hired on the spot.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I kept telling Diane, you need to come on. They're hiring. And she was real reluctant, but she finally gave in. And I think she was so happy after she started working out there because we used to have the best time laughing.
Right, and I used to hear so much here, you on stories and so on. I'm like, that, yay, Sackowitz. Right. That
yeah,
is
I hate
amazing.
They when I... Yeah, those were the days, honey. That's talking about glamour.
But what's going on with the Sackowitz family?
That's a good question. Last I heard, Bob Sackowitz was the last owner, the last family member owner, and he sold out to some guy and his son. They bought him out, but they didn't keep the Sackowitz store. They just Sackowitz. They have Sackowitz furs, and I think it's just one store down in Houston. I get their emails all the time, and I don't want to be bashing anybody, but the email that I get, the furs are not, they don't look to be the same quality of when the Sackowitz family had the store. Because, I had read about really expensive stuff, and I used to get the Neiman Marcus and Sackowitz, Bloomingdale's, all these other catalogs, I imagine, out of California and stuff, and Lord & Taylor. And when I started working at Sackowitz and somebody had purchased a Russian sable coat, I had never even seen sable.
And then Russian, you know that's Rolls Royce.
Yeah, and when you, this merchandise would come up to gift wrap, we had to take the prices off. And I just happened to look, $125,000, and we're talking about 1981. The coat now probably $300,000 or $400,000. And that was kind of like my first foray into the super rich. I'm like $125,000 for a coat. You could buy condominiums cheaper than that.
Wow.
Mhm.
Wow.
And when we worked at Frost Brothers, and there was Richard D. Eisenman Jewels, they had their boutique in Frost Brothers. Folks would come in and spend $300,000 and $400,000 on a piece of jewelry.
Wow.
Mhm. But then after a while, you kind of get used to it. It's like, oh, okay, there's a $700,000 ring over there. Okay, let me wrap it.
Wow. Mm. Yes. I know my esthetician teacher in Dallas at Ogle School, I know she would tell us stories about some of her high-end customers, like former First Lady, ladies, Barbara. And also Barbara Bush and Laura Bush and the Neiman Marcus spa is where she worked. And she would talk about how they would shut down the place, and you know, for those high-end customers, clients. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I can imagine.
Like, wow, that is amazing right there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're sure right. I even here in Jackson, the old money people are so down to earth, so down to earth. When I was working at Highland Village before I came over in 2015, my high end customers at Talbot's were just amazing. That shopped at Maison Wise and would come to Talbot's. Were just amazing. Some of them, you like you were saying, unless you knew who they were, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
People who are used to money, they're not real flashy, because so many people used to be amazed at how many multimillionaires there were in Mississippi.
Right.
And a lot of those people did not want to be on the Forbes 100 list or the Forbes 400, whatever it is. And they would ask people in Mississippi to be on their list, and they declined. You know,
and surprisingly, they like to be treated good, but they want to be treated good like every other customer. You know, there are the people out there like you mentioned that demand I be treated like a VIP, but you're right. They're like, I'm human just like you. I just, you know, just want to be, you know.
At Sackowitz, when we would get real busy, and the people that paid the least would be the ones that would be fussing the loudest.
Right.
Lying like a, you know, I need to get this package wrapped right now. I'm on my way to a wedding, or I got a plane to catch, or whatever. Somebody may have spent $25,000, and they're just as content to wait. And that always amazed me. It's like, and so I just have to tell them, look, I don't care if you spent $10,000 or $10. You have to wait in line like everybody else. And they go stomping down the hall. Well, where is the manager's office? Right down the hall, right down there, turn right. And the manager would have to explain to them, you know, it's first come, first served basis. Unfortunately, there was no other method or procedure to getting your package wrapped. And I'd have to tell, you know, the little El Cheapos trying to pretend they were rich.
The ones that would be trying to return their garments back after whatever event they were going to, it was over.
But I would have to tell them, you know, we appreciate a $10 purchase, because they didn't have anything for $10. That's an example.
Right.
You know, we appreciate their business just as much as we appreciate your business. You know, I'm sorry, but you just have to wait. This person is ahead of you.
And they're the billionaire looking like, okay, really?
You know, I'll just walk around the store some more, and I'll come back later. Or you could, you know, we could call a salesperson and tell them to tell Mr. or Ms. So-and-so their package was ready. But you got folks up there, you know, like what it reminds me of, people who are on an airplane or in public and don't want to wear a mask, even though the requirement is that. That's what they reminded me of.
That's a whole nother topic. What do you think about all the crazy that's been going on about me? Pro and anti-mask people. And CDC said airports and airplanes is mandatory.
I don't have a problem with the mask. Now, I know people say, you know, it affects them. They can't breathe. And I just said to myself, well, you need to get a different style of mask. Because I ordered cloth
like
last year.
I'm one of those people. I'm like, oh, my God, now I see how my favorite football players feel with their helmets on. But you're right. You find the mask that is right for you. And I have found out the full mask give me more, that cover your nose and your chin. The full mask, they give me more. I can breathe.
Yeah, I ordered some cloth masks from Israel last year because that was the only place I could find some.
Right.
You know, there was a shortage of everything last year, if you could find anything at all. So I couldn't find anything online or in stores or whatever. So the only ones I got were cloth from Israel. And when I got them, they're very tight, and they're not easy to breathe through or whatever. But I didn't complain. You know, I knew I needed to wear a mask, so I just endured it. And then when finally some regular masks became available, well, I put my little cloth mask aside and started wearing the, I guess they're made out of paper or whatever, you know. But I didn't have a problem, and I still wear my mask. If I'm going into a public building, I still wear the mask.
Wow. Yes, because that story about the person punching
the flight attendant and knocked the teeth out
on the Southwest, and was that Houston?
I don't know. I can't remember. I just know it was a Southwest flight attendant, and they knocked out two teeth.
And now she's banned, and if she's banned from Southwest, look, other airlines might ban. They were Southwest banned you, now we're going to ban you.
Now, if I had been the flight attendant, I don't know. I think I'd have had to go ballistic on whoever it was that did that. I don't think I'd have been able to contain my anger. Because, you know, when you're attacked like that, the first thing you think about is attacking back. I can take your verbal confrontation.
Wasn't that about the face mask? Wasn't the attendant trying to tell her about putting her mask on?
For safety.
Right.
Because I used to work with a flight attendant. She had left American Airlines. And she was saying the first thing that you learn is safety. That, you know, all that other stuff is irrelevant. It's about safety. And people may think that COVID doesn't fall into the category of safety for whatever reason. And I think it's this thing about, well, you're not going to tell me what to do. They don't think anything about strapping on a seatbelt on the plane. And if you're a smoker, say you smoke a pack or two a day, and you might fly 16 hours from Dallas to Dubai or whatever, you're not smoking. So what's the problem with putting a mask on?
Right.
And I would think it's harder to not smoke than to put a mask on or whatever. I don't know. It's just some people saw somebody acting stupid on TV. They got a lot of attention, and you know, we have this monkey see, monkey do mentality. Look, they're on TV. They're getting attention. Let me act a fool, because you remember they were in the grocery stores throwing stuff on the floor, taking stuff off the shelves, wanting to fight the employees. And I think it's just all of this. Some people were even talking about it was infringing on their rights. You know, I feel like Rosa Parks. I'm like, give me a break. There isn't even any comparison.
Right.
So, I don't have a problem with a mask. I didn't want to buckle down in a seatbelt at first, and especially a shoulder strap because it wrinkles my clothes. And I am very meticulous. I iron everything from underwear to outerwear.
Right.
I do not want it wrinkled. However, I know when I get in my car or anybody else's vehicle, I have to wear that seatbelt and shoulder strap, and I get out wrinkled all up. But it's, you know, just one of the things you have to do, live with it.
Right. That is right. I know people are listening to that, and y'all, I guess y'all hear that. Yep, and things, you know, for your safety.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to keep you safe, I've had both vaccinations or both shots or whatever.
Me too.
But I still wear my mask when I'm in public.
Right. Do you have anything to say about Memorial Day, Sunday, Monday, Memorial Day weekend?
Well, I hope I don't get any flack for this. I don't know why people say happy Memorial Day. Because
you know what? I catch myself with what's happy about Memorial Day. Right.
Nothing, in my opinion. I think that's a very solemn day, you know, to be observed with reverence. But it, to me, it's all about money because you got the retailers. I don't care if it's a remote holiday, you know, brush your dog's hair today. A retailer is going to try to capitalize on it and make some money. So the same thing with Memorial Day, you know, buy this, buy that, or whatever. Rather than paying honor to our veterans and even our active military. But I just have a problem, you know, just me personally. I don't like to say happy Memorial Day.
I thought about that too, because I'm like, that seems so weird, saying happy Memorial Day. And then you're right, it's because of the other things that are attached to the holiday when it comes to the barbecuing and the spending money and the shopping. And this morning on Good Morning America, they had a whole segment on like a 7-minute segment about shopping, what retailers had sales online and in store.
And I don't know why holiday sales are such a big thing. I get emails all day, every day from certain retailers. They got a sale on something. And there was a time when stores like Neiman Marcus only had a sale occasionally. You know, they would have first call, second call, third call, last call. And I think that would be during the summer. But it just wasn't a sale all day, every day.
Tabas would have a red door sale and then like a clearance sale when the seasons change. And that's why I was shocked, but I was glad to know that Maison Weiss have me on their list. When they sent me a $50 gift card, I'm like, Maison Weiss? You know, right. Usually stores like that don't do that. But when they want certain customers, they will.
You know, a lot of places felt they were too exclusive to advertise. You know, it was by word of mouth or they had a reputation or something. That retail has just gone over the moon to me.
Right.
I'm tired of all the sales. Because
you and I from old school in retail, and I'm from it where, you know, I'm one of those salespeople where you have the customers that you tell where we'll have a special sale in a week or two. But now it's like pre-sale to everything.
I'm wondering.
There's always a sale going on now.
Yeah, I was like, well, do they ever have normal retail prices? Because all day, every day, and every night, it's a sale. And they have to come up with little cute, catchy names for a sale. Friends and family sale. Take your daughter to work day sale.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream sale. It's just a sale, sale, sale. And I'm like, what did it cost originally? Am I really getting a sale price, or are you just sticking sale on there to try to make me? And I'm not a person, I never was one to live for sales. If I found something on sale, fine. If it wasn't on sale, I didn't have a problem with paying regular retail price, because if I wanted that item and I wanted it then, I'd go ahead and purchase it. Now, I had friends who, if the item went on sale, they take it back to the store and get some credit or some money or something. I'm like, no, I paid this price, and you know, it was for me. I have just lost out on it. Okay, so it's now $20 cheaper. Big deal. I should have waited. Well, if I waited, it may not have been there, you know, for the sale or whatever. So I just didn't ever get all caught up into this sale business.
Right. Wow, we've gone into some many topics, because you make me think about the couponers. I love to watch those shows sometimes. If I watch one, I have to watch at least two or three.
I've never even seen a coupon show. I've never heard of it.
People that, there are people that will, they have stockpiles of items that they buy with coupons. And they will shop until the grocery store have to pay them. They will shop. They would shop where the items are free, and then even a store might owe them somebody's purchase might, because of the coupons, the purchase might be $1,000, but because of their coupons, the coupons covered $1,000, and then the store might have to pay them back some money.
Well, that's nice. I don't have time. Well, I do have. I have plenty of time. I just don't choose to do that. And I used to clip coupons, but I found myself having to, I used to get the Dallas Morning News Sunday paper, and it's gone up to, I think, about $4 or something. And I was mainly buying it for the coupons.
I love the Dallas Sunday paper.
Well, I would be, like I said, whatever the paper cost, I didn't get that much in coupons. I might have got 50 or 75 cents if I was lucky in coupons. And so many places do coupons like they used to. Everything is online. I get a whole bunch of coupon things online. And it's just too much trouble for me to do that. I'm like, I'll just have to pay regular price. I know a lot of coupons are digital now, like Kroger. They have a regular price, and if you have their loyalty program, it's another price. And now if you're a loyalty member with the digital thing, you have to download the coupon. And I'm like, when I get in the store, since I don't have a physical coupon in my hand, I may forget to, you know, purchase the item. And it's just too much trouble. I don't coupon anymore, even though I do like to save money if I could, but I don't go all out of my way to do that anymore.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I hear some little noise in the background. Sounds like birds chirping.
Oh, those are the birds. Yes. Those are the birds.
Oh,
they had those are the love birds Beverly and her granddaughter had given me when I lost BJ. And so they were silent. They chirped at the beginning of the broadcast, and now they're like, chirping. Because
I guess they want some attention.
If you heard it chirping, that would be the birds. Beverly loved birds. If you remember in Dallas in the 80s, she loved birds. She had birds.
Yeah, I remember. I think she and Dietra both had birds.
Uh-huh. So the peace and love, I call them the love birds.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yes, they are listening to us.
Speaking of love, you see where the captain
yes.
of the love boat is?
Male and female. I think they're toning it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you on the Memorial Day. Even I feel like weird saying Happy Memorial Day. And then it's a bittersweet week because, you know, this is the weekend we lost Christopher Dale, my late brother, back cousin, back in 83.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial
yeah,
Day week.
Really.
Yes, but we have so many vets. We're from a veteran family. So, whoa,
mm-hmm.
we have so many vets in our
mm-hmm.
family that are no longer with us and that are living well, and we send much love out to all.
Yeah.
Definitely what Memorial is all about for those that we have lost.
Yeah, I was in Walmart yesterday, and it was a couple in there. We were all on the same aisle. And I heard this young man tell this older gentleman on the aisle, we appreciate your service. And I think it kind of caught the veteran off guard because he kind of looked funny. And then he said, that was a long time ago. And the young man told me, he said, well, we still appreciate it.
Wow. So you can hear them. I hope you can hear me. I just feel, now you feel that emptiness.
I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. I'm trying
great.
To give somebody else the opportunity to speak.
Mm-hmm. But no one called in to speak. And I mentioned to go to the chat room, and I haven't even been in the chat room. I'm so happy to see you finally had called in because I seriously thought you were out enjoying the day.
Mm-mm. I had forgotten about it. Like I said, I was on the phone all day, and a little text message popped up from you, but there was nothing in there about the broadcast, and I sent you a text message.
In your group, I sent a Memorial Day greeting. I sure did.
Oh, well, I didn't get that. I got something else.
In the chat group, I sent you.
Well, you,
but right
I don't
the
be
broadcast.
Doing. I don't know anything about chat, honey. A text message from Facebook popped up and mentioned
and
you. But it was just a regular message. I didn't see anything about a chat group or anything. And then I, you know, sent you back and asked where you broadcasting, and you didn't respond. So I came over here and found the number. I think I put the number somewhere where I could finally keep up with it.
Oh, I was on air.
Right.
I sent it right before airtime. I sure did. So my apologies.
Oh.
Yeah, I had sent it right before airtime.
Why
your
don't
inbox.
Why your listeners don't contribute there? They make us do all the talking.
Right. And that's what I tell the international listeners. They love to come in my inbox and love to call me on Messenger. I can't talk on Messenger. Call the show and talk about what's going on in your villages and your communities and your big cities. Call and let us know what is happening and what you are doing and what's going on.
Yeah, don't they get tired of us yapping?
Yes. But we have been getting good news. COVID is down, I heard, 50% is right across the nation, but there are some hot spots still, so we're praying for those hot spots.
Yeah. Yeah, this time last year, it was scary.
Linda.
Hmm?
I said,
yes.
I have heard that COVID is down 50% across the nation, but there are hot spots. But eyes are all on India now. You're right. But overall, I heard it is 50%. So that is remarkable.
Yeah, we're doing quite well because we've got so many people who have had at least one vaccination. And so I forget the percentages, but a lot of people in this country have had both vaccinations, and they are now getting the teenagers. Are you still there, Bethany? I hear peace and love. I don't hear your cousin. Still there, cousin?
I'm here, but I didn't hear. I didn't hear you. Let's see.
I may not have been saying anything because I couldn't hear you.
Okay, I can hear now. I love these headphones. I guess I need to buy another, a couple more of these.
Oh,
yes. So maybe I'm wearing them out. what were you saying about the COVID?
Oh, I was just saying, I think pretty much our country is in good condition because so many people have had at least one vaccination. A lot of people have had both of them, and now they're vaccinating the teenagers.
Yes, I heard all of that, yes. And the listeners, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't think I said anything after that.
Oh. But, yes, that's good news.
I'd like a chance to talk.
And most schools, I think, will be in 100% in person when the fall semester
comes
up.
I think so, unless we get another mutant.
Yeah.
Another strain.
Because I heard a story that we still must be careful and wary when it comes to colds and flus. Because people are going to get very comfortable with that, not wearing the mask and being fully vaccinated, but still they are stressing that we need to be careful about transmitting colds and flus.
Yeah, I think the mask has helped me a whole bunch because usually by this time I would have had at least one cold.
Right.
I haven't had a cold this year. Knock on wood.
Right.
So I think, the mask thing, I think it's a good thing. And people with allergies, I think it's helping them.
Mm-hmm. It's even helping people that haven't been vaccinated, but those of us that have been. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they need to make their decisions. But some decisions are already made. So,
Robert Kennedy Jr. has this group, and Daystar Religious Television Channel, they are telling people not to get vaccinated.
Yeah, I see where there's a very prominent school in Florida that tell their faculty and their students, and this is like a $30,000, when I say school, it's not it's like a K through 12th grade school. I think if, like, the employees, if they get vaccinated, they will get fired.
Yeah, I think I saw that online.
Yeah, I seen the interview with the creator of the school, and she's a blonde-haired lady, and she might have been on Dr. Oz. I mean, she was on like a prominent show, and it might have been Good Morning America. But she was sharing her reasons why, and it's a very expensive K through 12 school. And she said that if faculty would become, I think she mentioned they would be terminated. That I'm like, wow.
Well, I would probably have to resign and seek employment elsewhere because that sounds real autocratic to me.
Right.
If it's a private institution, they certainly have the right to have their rules and regulations that you must abide by, but I don't have to abide by your rules. So, I'm free to leave. It's not like I'm forced to work there. So I would, and even if I didn't want to take the vaccine, now this is neat, the folks with the masks, you just can't tell me what to do. So this is your place of employment. You own the company.
Because Terry and I
supposed to
get vaccinated together. But he's still not vaccinated. But I'm not forcing him. But you know, I'm like I often tell him, be careful who he's around and who he be with, and wear his mask when he's around certain people. You know.
Yeah, I know when I used to complain about a certain company that I used to work for when I was still living at home with my folks.
Right.
I'd come in every day from work fussing and complaining, and my mama told me, she said, that is their job. If you don't like the way they do things, then you need to quit. And I said, oh, okay. And that just always stuck with me. If I don't like what's going on at a place, I can leave.
Right.
You know, they're not going to change their rules and regulations for me, which they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not
but
going
need
to tell
to
anybody.
But they need to listen to the people.
Well, I'm not going to tell somebody you need to be vaccinated because I was very reluctant in the beginning.
Right.
And if somebody wants to get vaccinated, fine. If they don't, that's fine. Just don't come around me. And if I'm out in the public, like I said, I'm wearing my mask. I still use hand sanitizer.
Exactly.
So I'm just trying to make sure I'm doing everything I can not to get that.
Exactly. And there are people of all races that are not getting the shot and do not plan on it. Because I talked to some people, to many people, different races. Some people say we're the African-American community. People that I know and friends that I know, there are some that refuse to.
Yeah, I know some too.
Okay, now we're not live streaming, but we still can talk. The show just ended, so I'll be able to post it. And I can post it now. Just end. It just popped. Well, I'm glad we had already started the conclusion. But there are some people who say, "Well, I'm not getting it. My baby's not getting it." Oh, to be honest, don't stir up some of these cards. We're not on air, but let me. Don't stir up any race. But my Caucasian friends, they really get stirred up. And people be talking about black people. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because
I'm not
Kennedy
getting it. My baby ain't getting it. And my husband, my boyfriend ain't getting it. None of us getting it. And I'll be like, okay.
Well, the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. crew, they're pretty much white, and they star television network, Joni and Marcus Lamb, white, and everybody pretty much that they have on there, you know, about the COVID and vaccination stuff.
And
then
some
white
people in the rural areas, because Terry, he's from the rural area, you know, down there where Uncle AJ's from. And so I guess some people in the rural areas, they disagree with it because they, you know. And one of my friends, the herbalist, she said she grew up in a rural area and she didn't get vaccinated until she was like 17, 18, getting ready to go to college. And she said that's when she started getting sick. And so she's a herbalist. So she's probably, she know the healthy ways to keep your immune system up. But she's like, that's why she's not getting the shot. And now she's newly pregnant. She said she's not going to get it, and not since she's pregnant either. But they recommend that pregnant women can get it, but she said she's still not getting it.
But, you know, I'm kind of leery about giving that to babies and all these inoculations that babies have to get. Because when, I don't know about you, but when we were coming along, we got the disease, for lack of a better word. You know, we got the mumps, the measles, and... Whatever.
And I didn't get the chicken pox until I was in college. And, oh, my God, that was, like, the worst I ever had of anything. Yes.
I'm thinking,
I thought that's what all the vaccinations were for, to prevent it. And then when I get 19, that's when I get the chicken pox?
Well, see, well, we had the diseases, and that gave us, I think, a lifetime immunity. And I thought
right.
that's what children did. But all of a sudden, I guess maybe in the 60s when they came up with, we're going to vaccinate babies. And I was just thinking, well, let them get the diseases rather than putting that foreign stuff in their little bodies. I think that's what's wrong
right.
with a lot of children these days.
And so Pfizer's doing a 12 to 15. Pfizer's doing a 12 to 15, but I could have sworn Moderna was doing, like, little kids back a couple months ago.
I think everybody except maybe Johnson & Johnson are doing 12 to 15.
Yeah, but I could have sworn Moderna was getting ready for, like, toddlers, remember?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of them are trying to do babies. So I guess it was a bit concerned.
Maybe it was a clinical trial. It must have been a clinical trial because I know I remember Moderna gave some babies, some, like, two to five-year-olds shot.
Mm-hmm.
So it must have been a clinical trial that people enter voluntarily.
Yeah, and they have people who are taking their little babies, two-month-old babies, saying they'll get them vaccinated, in addition to all them other vaccinations that the children have to have.
Right. But, yeah,
but
you're right.
I'm concerned about that. I really don't think all of that is necessary. Of course, I don't know anything about medicine. I just know the way I was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, before we went to school, we had to have our one vaccination that took care
right.
of, I think, diphtheria, whooping cough or something.
Right,
like
and the vaccination cards.
You got the mumps, measles, and chicken pox, you know, because you were going to catch it
right.
from one of your little classmates
right.
at school. And we just
right.
stayed out of school about 3 days, and it went away, and you all got well. Because I remember when I had the mumps, and I definitely remember the measles. I think I still got a little chicken pox. I think there's a little chicken pox thing on my arm that you can barely see it now, but it was visible for years.
Yeah, because I think I used to ask you about it. Yeah.
Yeah, my little pops.
I think I used to ask you about it, and you would tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope we continue. I hope it's less than 25% soon. Well, let's see, how many people? Now, if I want a certain number of people vaccinated by 4th of July, I can't remember.
Yeah,
big number.
I'm amazed that we got as many people, because when he said 100,000 people in 100 days or something, I didn't think that was possible. I said,
yeah, but before he even won, and I agree with him on that. He's like, he said it'll be mandatory. We wear a mask for 100 days, and he said we're gonna bring this down, and it sure worked.
Yeah, it did. I did not believe it. Because remember when Donald Trump was talking about we're rounding the turn. It'll be gone by Easter.
Right.
Easter came and went, and folks were still dropping dead.
Oh, my goodness. It's like the flu. It's like the cold.
Uh-huh.
It's like the cold. The hotter, when it get warmer, it'll be gone. It got warmer and it got worse. It got hotter and right this time last year, because he thought when it got hotter and it got worse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's not like a typical flu.
Oh, no. And when I was seeing those people who had come off of those ventilators and were able to talk, and they were saying, please get your vaccination. And I said, whatever that is, I don't want that. And I said, I think I'd rather take my chances with the vaccine than all this other stuff that folks get.
Well, I was like, give me the vaccine and whatever the Quarinona, whatever the stuff was.
Oh.
The medicine for the lupus patients.
And malaria. Malaria, too.
I was like, give me the medicine for the lupus and the malaria. Give me that. I'll take that.
And then... Yeah, and he was talking
so
about.
I know that. I know the lupus and malaria patients are glad now. Because there were some people. There were some people like, I have to chop my medicine up in half because they're using.